At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If I were an Oz man, dumb. All day.
I bit off my nail. Oh, I gotta throw it out.
Harvey's over there. What a way to start the app.
It's Ep 7.
Lucky number 7.
And you know we got Carlos the Great and Powerful in the studio today.
Do the gamer horn sounds.
I can put him in here.
First ever guest. It's exciting.
First ever guest. We said we would have a guest last week. We were wrong.
Is it true I'm the first guest?
Yeah.
I thought somebody else came.
We had about 3 different guests fall through at various times.
Yeah. Damn. You won't be the last, because next week we got the ghost of L. Frank Baum.
Dude! Goated.
Goatsy's coming.
Goatsy. Folks, look up Goatsy and look up Frazzle Drip.
Do not
look up either of them. Don't look up either of them.
Look into both of them, they're real.
Look at them up at work.
Look, tell your coworkers about Frazzle Drip. You guys, we need to get the word out.
Well, maybe we need to get the word out. Maybe we don't. We watched a movie called
Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
It's so or was it, to remember. Was it Dorothy's Return, Legend of
no,
Oz?
No, it's Legends of Oz first.
Yeah, that's right. Because they wanted it to be a franchise, and the next movie would be titled Legends of Oz, semicolon, probably Scarecrow's Reign or something like that. This one is a bit of a doozy in a couple of ways. The movie itself, honestly,
it's okay.
It's okay. We'll get into it during the main segment of the episode, but
sorry.
He's apologizing for drinking water. I'm
got to keep the pipes lubed.
I'm hoping that because we have a guest this week, Andre's burps will be minimized.
I haven't drank that. Oh no, I was going to say I didn't drink any carbonated beverages today, but I did have 2 sugar-free Red Bulls for lunch.
For what? For lunch?
For lunch.
I went to Wawa for lunch, and I went to the drink section. I was like, oh, there's new Red Bull flavors. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had a Red Bull in a while. I think I'll just run about 2 of these for lunch instead of 1 and
eating
food.
Anything salty?
So you didn't get any food?
No.
Okay. Nice.
Hey, you can do that. You can,
It's also, I would have gotten a...
You can't do that!
I would have gotten a hot dog and a Red Bull, but the hot dogs don't scan at the self-checkout, and I really didn't want to talk to the cashier today.
The last time we got hot dogs from Wawa, neither of you were there, but it was the beginning of the hot dog adventure.
Oh, they're
and
bad.
It was like midnight, and our friend had to go to the guy who makes the food at Wawa and ask for 2 hot dogs. And the guy was like, you want them thin or fat? And he went, fat.
I would have said that too.
And shoulder penciled it.
The thickest hot dogs I've ever seen.
Ew.
Like, literally, like, I don't even know how to describe them. They looked about like, 2 inches thick.
Like the diameter.
Like,
of
diameter like, of 2 inches.
Jeez.
Fucking Magnum dog sized hot dogs.
Yeah, if I mean they were short, thankfully.
Oh,
because
they were
not like
dogs.
short, but they were like thick and like they were. If they were a penis, they would be a good size. They'd be like, that's a good looking John. Right,
that's
there.
A working man's penis.
That's a you know that penis is gonna be. Put
it gets
to work.
The job done.
There might be a little dirt under the foreskin.
All right, man. Stop. Why does your hot dog have foreskin on it?
Come on, dude. We're 4 minutes in.
Maybe I'll cut that out. Maybe I won't. We don't know where the F's going. It might be a dirty one.
It's always a dirty one.
Last week I had to cut out so much dirty stuff. You guys don't even know.
Oh, right. I forgot last week.
Don't cut it.
I'm not cutting anything this week. This is all real.
Raw.
The bush is growing out this week. Oh, uncut, baby.
The bush is growing out.
The untamed jungle of Oz.
It looks like Cher's hair down there.
I just get a haircut, and I won't tell you where.
All right.
All right, let's get to our first segment of the app, Oz News. The wonderful news of Oz.
Oz News.
A little bit of interesting news this week. Breaking the ruby news. Slippers from the original Wizard of Oz have been auctioned for $800,000.
That seems low to me.
A little low. After they were stolen.
What?
They were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum by a mobster.
What the fuck?
By a Tony Soprano thing.
Also, there's a whole Judy Garland Museum.
Yeah, I guess there is. We're going to have to go, I guess. It's in Minnesota. They were stolen.
Fuck, I got to go to Minnesota.
They were stolen by Terry John Martin while they were at the museum. They found them in 2018. And then they finally just sold them for $800,000.
Wow.
I believe it says they sold them to, let's see who bought them. Oh, actually these have not been purchased yet. They are just currently being auctioned. So,
oh, okay. I was going to say 800K seems so low for that. It's a piece of cinema history.
So, hey, maybe I'll bid. Maybe we'll get them. Maybe.
Look, we can put in a bid if we combine our resources, get a loan.
Yeah,
ask my mom for some money.
I actually don't know why this article says 50 minutes ago. This is an article from November 6th.
Interesting.
Nice. Which, if you don't... Do you recall anything else that happened around that time? Anything eventful in November?
On November 6th? Oh, of
2024.
Course.
Do you recall anything that happened?
The election of that wretched old stooge.
That Cheeto in the White House, baby!
7 for 7,
seven
son.
7 for 7. That's the Ozcast guarantee. We're gonna mention that Cheeto in the White House.
Until he's gone.
Until he's up and down.
Because
until
we're
he's
resisting.
Down with Hillary. Down there with Hillary.
Looking up at us.
Looking up at us with Hillary.
Saying, boys, keep doing Ozcast. Keep doing Ozcast.
By the way, I saw Frazzle Drip.
Wonderful picture, wonderful picture. Not as good as Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
Wonderful picture. Okay.
Yeah.
So is that all we have for Oz?
That's all. We're going to keep Oz News short this week.
That is a good article, though. It's important.
It's important. We're doing Oz News every week. There's always going to be
There's always Oz News, dude.
Yeah. There's always going to be Oz News.
The community's thriving.
In other Oz News, we just got an invitation to the premiere of Wicked 2.
Oh.
Hashtag make it happen. Is that get it trended?
Get it trending, freaks.
Get it trending, Oz freaks. Get us
I
there.
I feel it trending already. I'm sensing a vibe shift.
Somewhere Ariana Grande is like, oh, we should invite a couple of podcasters.
I'm having a dream about Ozcast. That's my Ari.
That's good.
Nice.
My Ariana Grande is, you guys can't see it, but I'm putting on black.
What race is she?
Nobody knows.
Remember when she licked that donut and was like, I hate America, and then licked a donut?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was like 2015.
That was like
I think.
One of her first like controversies. Like she was into
licking
like,
a donut?
She went in like a baker she went in a bakery in Italy and there was like a hot mic and she was just like, God, I fucking hate America. And then she licked a donut and put it back.
What? You gotta eat the donut, man. That's what the controversy was about. It was about her putting it back, not her hating America.
I think that part was part of what it was about. They were like, you licked a donut and put it back, you could have gotten somebody sick.
Yeah, why would you do that? Peculiar.
I think they were used to, like, when COVID happened, or maybe right before COVID, there was all this controversy about somebody, like, licking stuff in grocery stores, if I remember correctly.
Like a famous person?
No, like there was like one woman, like an influencer who was like, I go around.
Oh, no, I do remember
licking
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone was like,
yeah.
You can't do that. And she was like, stop me.
Yeah.
She was like a Batman villain.
Do you think someone did something to that salty celery the other day?
For context, the other day we were hanging out, the three of us, and Andre and Carlos, the Great and Powerful.
Wait, why am I called that?
Because you're the producer of the whole show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wow. And Oz the Great and Powerful is like
the James Franco.
The James. Well, it's
that's what it's a reference to. It's the James Franco movie.
They call him that in all kinds of media.
Yeah,
but
especially the James Franco.
But mostly the James Franco.
That is what that movie is called. They went to the supermarket, and the three of us were hanging out, and they went before I was there.
We got, like, snacks for a hangout.
And if Andre isn't policed in the supermarket, he will buy whatever he gets his hands on.
I thought it was a good idea.
I still stand by it.
And he bought, like, a bunch of celery, like a bunch of stalks of celery.
It was one pack of celery.
It was one pack of many stalks. Yeah.
It was like a family.
meant for to make a stew for a family of four.
Yeah.
And he was just started to eat the celery before washing it. There was dirt on it. And he was like, this tastes like dirt and salt.
It was so salty.
It was
surprisingly salty. We all ate some of it.
Yeah. You're included in this, Dylan.
Yeah.
Don't try to be like,
I ate multiple pieces of the celery. I was so unhappy about it. I did not enjoy a single bite.
I didn't enjoy a single bite. Yeah, it was so salty. I expected it to be dirty. I don't get why it was salty.
It was also dirty. There was dirt on it.
It was dirty and salty.
We did not wash it. We were eating.
Much like my member.
Mm.
Much like my scarecrow-like member.
My floppy bag of hay I got down there.
All right. Well, look, we're about 12 minutes in. Let's get it.
That's going to be a 3-hour episode.
Let's get to the topic of the week. Legends of Oz. Dorothy's return to Oz.
Yeah, Legends of Oz. Dorothy's return in 2012?
2013. Well, it premiered in 2012 and 2013, I believe. 2014 was the official premiere in America on my birthday, my 12th birthday.
Wow, really? That's
2014,
exciting.
2014.
This is big.
They released.
Huge news.
For Dylan's birthday.
What did I do on my 12th birthday?
I'm trying to remember. You watched this, obviously.
Yeah, everyone I knew came to the theater and watched this.
This was Hollywood's gift.
I had never seen
Harvey Weinstein. What's going? What are we gonna do for Dylan's birthday?
We've got Frazzle Drip, but what else can I give him?
We've got Frazzle Drip. What do you mean?
Look into it. Go to r/Frazzle Drip.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't go on Reddit, man. Don't do it.
I was on Reddit today, actually, on the Wizard of Oz forum. And r/Wizard of Oz. And there was one person who had made a movie, or who's making an album titled Dorothy's Return to Oz. And it's a cyberpunk-themed Wizard of Oz music techno album. And let's just say, I will be joining his Discord shortly.
So look forward to that episode.
He will be on the pod.
We're getting him.
This movie is a 2014 animated movie. From Summertime Films.
Right, Summertime Films.
Interesting. I'm not sure I've heard of them. Maybe because
their logo's a sprinkler.
Yeah, their logo.
They played like their intro, you know, like before movies when they have like the little vignette with like the logo, and it was just like a 3-second clip of a sprinkler spraying water on grass. Like, not like an animated, it was just like a normal-ass sprinkler.
That's what I'm doing in the summertime.
In the summertime, I'm watching Oz.
That's all the time, man.
Yeah, distributed by Clarius Entertainment was their first
Clarius
film.
Entertainment? What about Darius Entertainment?
Let me get to the thing.
It's that beloved TikTok boy.
Who's Darius? Oh, I know, Darius.
It's not important.
It is.
Remember the other day when we were talking about Mbop and nobody knew Mbop?
Yeah, right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Is it like that's the music genre?
No, it's like doo-wop.
What's
Mbop? is a song from like the 90s.
Oh, okay.
I can sing it because we'll get copyright strike, but it goes Mbop.
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 Yeah, you're doing it now. You're doing it.
Mbappe.
But
yeah, Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe? All the kids at school are always asking me, they're like, who do you like more, Messi or Ronaldo? And I'm like,
could not give less of a shit.
I'm always like, Messi, and they're like, what? And then I'm like, next time they ask, I'm like, Ronaldo. Yeah. And they're like, how could you say this? You switched up.
So what is this movie about?
Directed by Daniel St. Pierre and Will Finn, but I would say more importantly produced by the Carroll brothers.
Right.
Roland Carroll and Ryan Carroll. And like I said, Clarius Entertainment and Summertime Films. And if you don't know why, if you've never heard of those production companies before, it might be because this entire movie was a money laundering scheme.
What?
And this was the only movie they ever produced. Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
Wait, what?
This entire movie was a money laundering scheme.
I gotta say, for a money laundering scheme,
a pretty well made.
Pretty good for a money laundering.
You're seeing that budget. You're seeing it in the water. The water in this movie is spectacular.
Pretty good water.
They go to a river, and I was lost track of the plot because I was watching the water the whole time.
They make Patrick Stewart into a boat.
That's true.
He's not wrong about that. Folks.
He's a boat with a gaping.
He turns into a Trojan horse. It was disgusting.
And I wish they just killed him. I thought that's where they're in. We'll get to it, but they go to this forest and there's this old ass tree and they're like, we need to kill one of you guys to make a boat. And the trees are like, don't do that. And then one old guy is like,
he was like, I'm 987
years old. 987 years old, I'll do it.
That tree was Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart is not the only star in this film. There is a
stacked cast.
Dorothy, Lea Michele.
For Gleeks.
Ooh, for Gleeks.
My Glee kids.
The Scarecrow, Dan Aykroyd.
For Blues Brothers.
That heads. Cowardly Lion, Jim Belushi.
For
not,
Belushi
not heads. The good one, the one who lived.
Oh, God. Not the good one.
That Tin Man, that beloved Nick Chopper.
Guess who he is, folks? I hear those blues are calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs. It's fucking Kelsey Grammer.
Have mercy.
Frasier himself.
Frasier, who was interviewed by Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
The famed interview with Jimmy Carter.
Don't get into Jimmy Carter.
No relation to that.
We can't do Jimmy Carter right now, man. We can't.
When we were eating the celery,
we went down a YouTube rabbit hole.
We were eating celery watching Jimmy Carter.
We were watching this interviewer named Jimmy Carter, and he was an interviewer to the stars.
He interviewed Kelsey.
He interviewed Kelsey Grammer on the finale of Frasier, and he was like, it's like a Cecil B. DeMille production.
How did Jimmy Carter get that gig?
He had to sell that peanut farm.
I was going
to
say, probably through his name. They're probably like, we can have the president in this Frasier.
The guy just shows up. Who the fuck is
that? It's a fucking old man with dementia booking the interview. He's just like, Jimmy Carter, the president? The current president?
And now he's just posting like videos of waterfalls to his YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's retired.
We have no idea. We got to get him on the pod. I think he's alive.
What was it like to interview Kelsey Grammer, the voice of Tin Man?
I don't even remember anything.
He looks kind of like Dr. Phil.
Yeah, he did look like Dr. Phil.
He looks like an edited person. He really
AI fake people.
No, not a real guy.
Anyway, who else we got? We got Martin Short as the jester.
/ the corrupt FEMA
as
investigator.
FEMA.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into that too. I forgot what kind of movie this is.
I forgot about the FEMA stuff.
The FEMA stuff. Hugh Dancy, who's in a couple of movies. I don't know him too well, but you might know him from the TV show Hannibal. You watch Dexter, not Hannibal.
Yeah,
to me, that's the same show.
I think it's similar.
Megan Hilty is China Princess.
Nice.
But not what you're thinking of.
You might know her from the Broadway musical Wicked. She's
wow!
Glinda. So let's just say they were doing their due diligence.
For a money laundering scheme, this is like pretty solid.
Dude, that's
like,
crazy.
They put a lot of
put
effort
a little
into
Easter
this.
Egg in there for Wicked
yeah,
Heads.
For Wicked Heads. Oliver Platt from The Bear. He's Uncle something.
I don't
watch I don't
that
remember
show.
What his do you remember?
He's Carmi's uncle.
Yeah, he's Carmi's
I don't know what his name is.
Fake uncle in The Bear.
Yeah.
He plays Wiser the Owl, a big fat owl. As I said, Patty Stew is Tug, otherwise known as Tank.
When is he known as that?
When he comes in at the end, he goes, call me Tank.
He says that?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
And Glinda was Bernadette Peters, who is also a Broadway performer. Folks,
that's the Carlos bonus. That's what you get. Carlos
is here.
On the air.
We're saying we're doing a Peter. I mean,
those are the intangibles that don't show up on the stat sheet. You know what I'm saying?
You might know her from The Muppet Show or one of my favorite movies ever, The Jerk. Mm. Bernadette Peters. So another great pick. She's a Broadway actress.
Great.
A couple of nobodies in here. And then we've got one very special man, SpongeBob himself is in this.
Right, Tom Kenny is in this.
Which, like, you're pulling
Wait,
Tom.
Who was he?
Who did he play?
He was the China suitor.
Oh, what?
Which one?
He was, I'm not
like
sure
the main
which
one,
one,
right?
They have Zim from Invader Zim was in it as well.
Is that the fucking Costco guy?
No. And the Rizzler was in it.
Who is that?
It was... And they have Robin from Teen Titans in
it. They got everyone in this.
He played the flying monkey.
Wow.
Yeah, this
Robin
was a,
played the flying monkey had no lines.
Jimmy Neutron was in it.
He had one line. It was ooh,
Yeah, he made monkey noises.
The lollipop stenographer was the voice of Jimmy Neutron.
The lollipop stenographer.
Remember that girl in the lollipop court who was like, we're sentencing you to death? That was Jimmy
Holy
Neutron.
Holy shit, that judge? Do you remember the hanging judge? Boss Nass.
What?
No.
I didn't think we'd be able to do it again.
played Boss Nass.
We've done Boss Nass about two other times.
We got
that's Brian Blessed. He's in Flash Gordon and he plays Boss Nass.
Brian Blessed,
Wars.
What's next? Kurt Kurst?
Oh, get me out of here. I'm looking up Kurt Kurst.
Scary.
Why are you looking up Kurt Kurst?
Who is that?
I'm getting nothing from this.
Someone made
I'm getting
RC.
Donald Finn. I don't know who that is.
We really got to get into this. We have not even started to talk about the plot.
And there's a money laundering scheme.
right. But, do the money laundering.
But yeah, that's an interesting cast. It's really stacked. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of this movie. This movie, let's get to the opening credits.
Right. Long.
Long old school opening credits, but they set a nice tone. They're fun.
They looked good.
There's a tornado. Different stuff is popping up.
The tornado looked really good.
The tornado looked great. I was like, this movie looks like they didn't even launder any money.
Again, I think our standards are very low because the past couple of movies we've watched have been quite bad. I mean, Return to Oz had money behind it, but we didn't like it. But
this one, to be fair, this one's also bad.
It's not great.
Like, it's not a good movie, but.
But
it's doing what it's setting out to do.
I'm
kind
not
of
perplexed.
Like steam engines.
I'm
where,
not perplexed.
Yeah.
That's like because the recurring theme so far has been that almost everything we watch, I'm like, I don't understand who this is for. This is confusing. I don't get the point of this. And somehow the one that has the least purpose, literally a money laundering scheme, is like the clearest of purpose.
It's a kids movie, and it's about. Like Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Lion and the Wicked Witch and the Wizard are not in it, but like there's some new characters. Yeah. But I'm like, if you've seen The Wizard of Oz, it feels like a bad sequel, but it feels like a sequel.
Yeah. The first movie we watched, where if you put it on for your kid, they won't go, this is stupid.
They won't go, I'm scared, I don't know what I'm seeing, and I'm terrified, and this is slop.
Yeah.
It doesn't have terrible animation. Like, no, there are parts where you're like, oh, obviously they're cutting corners.
Yeah.
But, like, on the most part, they're doing some interesting stuff, and people are moving around, and they look cartoony, and it's fun. The
character designs aren't awful either. Like,
yeah.
I actually really like some of them.
Yeah, like, the Jester.
Marshmallow.
Like,
the
marshmallow looks cool. The Jester's all right.
Yeah.
That, I love the design of that boat. He wasn't vastly unsettling.
Sleep paralysis demon when he opened his mouth.
Yeah,
I don't get why it was set in the modern day because that.
Yeah,
never
so
comes
it opens
back.
Up and the trio are in Oz and they're like, we gotta call Dorothy. We're freaking out.
Shit's gone awry.
And they call they're like the monkeys are breaking in. They call Dorothy on a big ass like interdimensional telephone, and Dorothy wakes up in Kansas and is like, a tornado just hit my whole home and where I live. And Aunt Em and Uncle Henry are there, and they're like, we gotta fix this house.
Yeah.
And we realized it was modern day Kansas as like a line of cars.
Cars, yeah.
And then one car
also
pulls...
Aunt Em and Uncle Henry just look like they don't look like farmers.
No, they're like in button downs and they're like, they're just normal guys.
Yeah.
And then a car pulls up and out comes a Martin Short's counterpart in the real world. There's only one in this. Yeah. There's no like farmhands or anything like that. Which is fine. It's not a requirement. It's just weird that only one.
Yeah, it's weird that they would do it with the villain and not like her friends.
Yeah,
whatever.
And he comes out and he represents basically a FEMA style. He's like, "Oh, we're government adjacent.
Yeah,
we're condemning your house after that tornado." And we were like, "Oh, this is a little odd." Until I looked up that this movie started to be made in 2006. 1 year after Hurricane Katrina had hit. And, oh yeah, this movie's anti-FEMA. This movie is like, yeah, FEMA, the government coming in to help your town after a disaster, is evil.
To be fair, FEMA did fuck up a lot of shit around Katrina, but yeah. I don't know if we need to keep that in the movie fucking 7 years later.
Also, it's like, you know, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get it, but they're like, yeah, the government coming in is evil, and the only way to rebuild the town is for everybody to work together. And I was like, well, maybe the government can chip in a little bit of the funding.
Yeah,
you know,
especially because Dorothy can't do shit. She does the first song in the movie is her being like, "I wish I could do something," and she's like trying to fix her barn and shit, and everything just keeps falling apart. And she's, like, killing her horse and stuff.
Yeah, she tries to fix the roof above her horse with a sign that says, "You need a soda."
You need a soda.
She trapped the chickens in the chicken
coop. Yeah. Those chickens are dead.
Yeah, yeah. They're gone.
And then she's like, "Oh, I'm so sad. I can't fix anything." And a giant rainbow hand grabs her and pulls her into Oz.
Don't you hate it when that happens to you?
Dude, so true.
It's always happening to me these days. And then we see Oz. They got Glinda tied up. They got her with an insane snatched waist. She's about, like, one inch wide. There's a couple... Scarecrow also has a snatched waist.
But that makes
even,
sense
even more so.
He's made of straw, though, so I'm like, at least there's no innards there. But Glinda's innards...
Yeah.
Squished.
She got her all squished up, man. Then Dorothy meets a big fat owl named Wiser. That's
in
Kelsey
Candyland.
Grammer.
No,
right?
No. Why?
That's Oliver Platt.
Kelsey Grammer is the Tin Man. Again, it's confusing because you think they would cast Kelsey Grammer as either one. There's Scarecrow is a smart character and Wiser is like a smart, nerdy character. And they don't cast Kelsey Grammer as either of like the pompous, smart guys. They make him Tin Man.
Yeah, they make him. Well, they were casting against type.
Right.
Frasier is very smart. That's part of his thing. He's like an upper high class individual.
They wanted to show Kelsey Grammer's depth.
I have range! Let me act!
I can be dumb.
I can be the Tin Man!
Niles, I'm made of tin!
I'm Nick Chopper!
And then their fucking dad is there. He's like, "My sons are pussies."
We're doing a lot of Frasier bits.
That's Frasier. Yeah, oh, hey, we'll get to more Frasier later. Wink, wink.
Hey, Carlos, do you happen to like the comedian Andrew Dice Clay by any chance?
Please don't.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. We're moving on. So she meets Wiser the Owl.
The comedian. He's not a woman. Comedian.
Don't assume my gender, you asshole.
That's like the dice for the week, everyone.
Green Goblin
mask. I could feel it taking me over. I was watching clips of him the other day to just make my impression better. And all of the clips he was doing, he was like, "They'll blow, and they'll huff and they'll puff and they'll blow my house down." And all the comments were like, "We'll never get a comedian like him ever again." And I was like, what was he talking about here?
That's the comments of every YouTube video ever. You could watch a fucking comments of like a
Chris... of this movie and they'll be like, "They don't make him like this.
They don't make him
anymore."
Like that. You could go look at like Chris Kattan stand up from like a month ago and people will be like, "No one does it like Kattan."
He was the GOAT.
He was, he died. Rest in peace, Chris Kattan.
Okay, so where are we?
So they go to Candy County.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of signs being like, don't eat the candy. But the jester tricks Dorothy and changes all the signs. And that fat-ass owl.
Hey!
That big-backed owl.
Calm down.
That BBW owl.
We love our BBW. We love our curvy owls.
We love our curvy owls.
That bottom owls, they make the rockin' Oz go round.
Would you, gun to your head, you guys fucking that owl?
No.
Gun to my head, gun to my balls, I would.
Wait, owl or Marshmallow Man?
Marshmallow Man, he's so much hot.
For sure.
And you know he's a lover. He's squishy. He's in love.
He blushes and stuff.
Which you know what that means.
He's got blood in him.
He's got that blood in him.
He's got a peener.
Carlos, what a weird assumption.
Hey, you're not going to do this to me, okay?
Carlos just said if anybody has blood,
you're not going to do this to me because Andre said this first while we were watching the movie, okay?
Carlos just said if anybody
you're not going to do this to me.
If anybody has blood, they have a penis. What about
Andre's
women?
Carlos is transvestigating every woman. He thinks every woman is secretly a man. There's only one gender.
Dealing with the Freudian slip, he said Andre first.
I did. I thought it would be Andre. Anyway, so the jester then sings a song where he's like, eat a bunch of candy. Eat a bunch of candy now.
That's my favorite song.
Which I like. I'm not sure if we've mentioned this on the pod. We mention it in our private lives a lot. But my alternate name is Sweets. That's what everybody calls me.
And you might be thinking, what do you mean you have an alternate name that's not a thing people have?
Well, a nickname. I forgot it's with that word for
it's
a moment.
More than a nickname.
It's
almost
a persona, like a persona I slip into.
He's got a split personality.
It's like the movie Split, but for a guy who loves candy.
Yes.
You wouldn't like me when I'm eating candy, Tuts.
Oh God, he's morphing.
We'll have Sweets on the pod.
He's got a backwards flat cap on right now. He's doing. They can't see the face
or the hands.
He's doing like a.
I'm sure you felt it though. You probably felt it while you were listening.
If you guys look up Tim Heidecker in the series Decker, he's doing almost that style of face.
And can you see it now?
He's doing it again.
Maybe I'll make it the logo for this episode. No, the episode cover is going to be that fucking boat.
Yeah. Of course it is.
So they eat a bunch of candy, and then they immediately get arrested by the candy police. They get put on real trial. There's a real trial. They say we have a hanging judge.
Right. They say the judge. Could you imagine the candy executions?
Yeah, they're just like blowing, firing squad, blowing chunks of gumball everywhere. The jury scene I really liked the scene.
That might have been my favorite one in the whole movie.
Yeah,
the scene
so
was
funny.
Good. It was like a good setting, like colorful, well designed.
Interesting characters, works for Oz.
Had like the most jokes in it.
Yeah, there was a peanut gallery that was circus peanuts, like the candy.
Yeah, the jury was peeps.
The jury was a jury of your peeps. The handcuffs were made of licorice. Toto actually licks a man made of chocolate. That's he's fine.
And lives.
Toto's built different. They're like reading the rap sheet to Wiser the Owl, and they tell him that it's his 499th offense. How did he get away with it so
free
many times?
Free my boy. Free him.
It's candy serial killer. Could you imagine? To the candy kingdom, this man is murdering and eating people, and they're like
499 times.
This Joker.
And then they sentence them to death.
Yeah.
They sentence Dorothy and Wiser the Owl. They're like, you're dead.
They
We're
are
kill
fully
you.
Ready to kill like a 12-year-old girl.
And then Dorothy, or actually Wiser is like, yeah, I'm Wiser and this is Dorothy. And they're like, oh, you're Dorothy? Commute your sentence. They actually say we're commuting your sentence in this children's movie. And then they're like, yeah, you're free to go. But by the way, can you take this Marshmallow Man with you to the Emerald City to go find the Candy Apple General?
Yeah.
And they're like, sure, I guess we're not doing anything else.
Given that objective, like, right. like in our lives now, not as people in Oz, just like.
If like a man came up to it, I'd probably go, you are an insane person, leave me alone.
I'm going to kill you unless you find the Candy Apple General.
What are you talking about? We live in suburban New Jersey. I can't even walk anywhere.
Go to the Emerald City, pal.
Do you mean New York? What does that mean?
The rainbow hand is going to grab you.
So they keep walking. Do you have any other notes about the...
No, I'm bad.
They keep walking. They go to the China country. This is...
What's next, Japan?
Dorothy in Thailand. I actually heard a very interesting theory today. This is... maybe I want to sneak in a new segment real quick.
Whoa.
Called Thoughts from My Brother. My brother has told me that he is... Reading and watching everything that we're doing before he listens to our episode.
Oh my god!
Okay.
So he's really doing this. He's locked in, and so he had finished the second book today, and had told me he was like, "Yeah, Dorothy or Oz is just Australia. Like, obviously, it's a land you can only get to by flying or by boat, and." You can, and there's lots of like strange, interesting creatures surrounded by desert. And I'm like, hey,
especially Australians do call
and they call Australia Oz.
I found that out because I was looking for content for this podcast and I found a subreddit called, it was called Throbbing Oz or something, Pumping Oz.
Yeah,
it was called Pumping Oz. And I was like, what could that possibly mean? The subreddit has about 50 people in it. And it turned out to be Australian men posting pictures of themselves in penis pumps.
There actually is another podcast called Ozcast, all about Australia. That podcast went defunct in, I think, 2011.
Yeah, it's a Rooster Teeth podcast.
Yeah.
In 2011.
But ours is called Ozcast with Dylan and Andre, so we have that distinction.
Also, Rooster Teeth doesn't exist anymore, so they can't sue us. Fuck you.
Nobody's suing us except those two beautiful women.
So we're making them hot now?
Those two adult random women.
Wait, you guys are getting sued?
Yeah, we did get sued. We'll talk about it more on our sister pod on the Patreon on these
Suecast.
On these Oz Must Be Crazy.
No.
That's a little throwback for you episode one listeners. Anyway, that ends
it's fucking stupid.
That ends the section Thoughts from My Brother. We'll do more.
That.
We'll
that
do more
good.
Next week, because he might have some interesting insights, and he actually has requested to be on the Dark Side of Oz episode.
Okay.
For when we do Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Absolutely.
Which, because he showed me that one as a kid, and that fucking scared the shit out of me, because I was like 8 or something, and he was like, "Hey, check this cool thing out," and I was like, "This is demons, man." So we'll get him on when he's back in the country, or we'll zoom in or something.
He's in Saudi Arabia working for the government.
True. I legally can't say what he does.
He's the executioner. He chops the heads off journalists.
No, he doesn't do that.
Go on liveleak.com.
No.
You'll see him on the front page.
No, he doesn't do that.
That's so good.
Can you confirm?
Please
confirm
keep that in. Your brother being the executionist for Saudi Arabia.
I legally can't say where he is or what he does, but I can say he's not doing that. That ends the section Thoughts for My Brother. We got a new segment for you.
What a way to end it.
Wait, we didn't even finish the movie.
Yeah, it's a mid.
Oh, okay.
It's a mid
okay,
thing
sorry,
segment.
Sorry. He's put a thought into this.
Then they go to the China country. That's where we got distracted. All the China people, I'm just going to say porcelain from now on.
Yeah.
They say China in the movie. Calling her China Princess, that's her name. Very distracting.
That's true. Why don't they give her a real name?
Because she's a China princess.
Why can't she just be like Elizabeth the China
Elizabeth
Princess.
Princess.
I told her.
Elizabeth China.
they have
spell
like...
spell it with a Y, like the wrestler.
Oh, or Black China,
yeah.
The singer.
Right, yes.
She sings the song. Does anybody know?
No.
I do not know.
Let's look. She's in movies. Was she in
She's in this one?
She's in Women of the Jury.
I didn't know she was a singer. I thought she was just Rob Kardashian's girlfriend.
Yeah,
I don't know. I actually don't know anything about her. She sings Doom, the song Doom.
Okay.
Maybe that's about the video game. Maybe she's a big fan.
Oh.
Maybe she's... It's
I think
like,
I've seen her play Doom Eternal.
Yeah, maybe it's like, I'm always fighting Pinky with the BFG.
You know what? He did nail that. That is two things in Doom.
I like Doom.
Okay.
Doom's good.
We all like Doom.
Yeah.
That That's something we share.
We gotta play the new one.
Is it
multiplayer?
I don't think. Well, I think there's multiplayer, but I don't know when it's coming out. I know it's coming out soon. It's like set in like the medieval.
Dexter Fletcher's in the Doom 2005 movie. You might not know that about Dexter Fletcher.
Is that the one with the rock in it?
Yeah, nice. and Dexter Fletcher.
It's also based off the story of Doom
3. Yeah.
The worst
That's
one.
That's the worst
one. Doom, Dexter Fletcher plays Pinky in the movie.
Wow.
He's a man in a wheelchair and then becomes a monster.
That's great.
Bad movie.
How do you get to Doom 3?
I forget. I really don't want to talk about China Country. It's very unsettling to me.
What's cool,
but it's nice. The porcelain design on people are really cool. They are a few inches tall, like they're supposed to be, like Mr. Joker is in the book. They sing a song about how she's looking for a boyfriend, and she kills 10 people.
Yes.
They're not dead, though.
She shatters them. And then the Marshmallow Man is like, whose name is Marshall Mathers, right?
Yep.
This is some. I am. Because they present the porcelain princess as like a very like evil, bad person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, never mind, she's joining you and she's nice now.
Yeah. It was strange. So they start like, they're like, I guess we'll date. And then
her and the Marshmallow Man.
And
date.
Then Dorothy's like, "Can we walk through the like the town?" And they're like, "More? What are you talking about? We're gonna kill you." And then she's like, "You're gonna kill me, Dorothy?" And they're like, "You're Dorothy?"
I feel like she should lead with that.
Just lead with I'm Dorothy. Also, how do the people in Oz not know what Dorothy looks like?
Yeah,
she's the one normal-looking woman.
She's the one
only girl in the entire Oz universe.
And they're like, "Oh, you're Dorothy. You're just from Kansas." And I'm like, "You? How do you know? What do you have preconceived notions about Kansas? Yeah. You live in China Country." And then they're like, "Well, you're Dorothy. You know what? Yeah, that's fine. We can walk through." And she comes along.
You won't kill you.
Because there's like an earthquake or something.
Yeah.
And then they come up.
Right,
they're walking.
Jester's like sending earthquakes against them.
Yeah. And then they're walking on the yellow brick road and they find like a gap. There's like that, like the river, that beautiful water. And Dorothy's like, "We'll have to build a bridge or something."
This
or
is
a
when
boat.
They find that disgusting and they boat.
First, Dorothy pulls an arm off a tree and it's a living tree and he's just like, "Oh!"
Look at the peak of the tree.
They do basically the scene from the Garland movie with the apples, but with the biggest tree you've ever seen in your life. Like,
mind you, this tree has the biggest face of all time.
Like, a most obvious living tree you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a little, like, you should have known, Dorothy.
You've been here before.
And so then, act like you've been someplace, Dorothy. Yeah. And then they find a tree, and he goes, "I'm 978 years old. Kill me! Make me a boat. Kill me."
It's Patrick Stewart.
And it's Patrick Stewart. Did I do that?
What?
Oh, my.
What?
What?
He says, "Oh, my." That's his thing from Star Trek.
What? What are you talking about?
No, he says he be be.
Oh, you're doing George Takei.
I was doing George Takei.
I was
also in Star Trek.
I was like, I know that's not right, but I don't know what is happening. And I remembered about George Takei.
Yeah. He's a fucking big ass reply guy on Twitter, George Takei. I love it.
Him and Jeff Tiedrich.
He's always like, "Did Trump really just do this?
By the way,
my
man convicted of
alleged
sexual assaulter."
Yeah. Well, oh my, indeed.
The eggs are orange.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that's
you know,
that's George Takei talking about egg prices right now.
The eggs are orange. Yeah. Well, anyway, while they're making this boat, we get a little cameo. From, we haven't had him on the podcast yet, from Sawhorse! Right. Let's go! The Sawhorse from Land of Oz and Ozma of Oz!
For all you book three and four heads.
You book lovers, you're gonna love this Sawhorse who came to life, and the Mice Queen! The Mice
That's
Queen
right,
is there!
Right. The Mice Queen is
and,
there.
And
in like a little montage of them building the Patrick Stewart
boat.
They
pull up and they're like, "Hey, let's help with your boat," and then a bunch of beavers.
Do you think that hurt Patrick Stewart?
I think it made him...
Or
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no clue how they got him into
They had
a boat.
To saw him and...
Listen, once you're 978 years old, you don't feel pain anymore.
Existence is suffering enough.
And then they build a boat out of him. He looks freaky, man. And then they sail to the Emerald City, and they go into the Emerald City, and they watch a YouTube video of the Scarecrow being like, the Jester's bad. And they're like, oh.
Right, yeah.
Okay, now we know. And then they get back on the boat, and they go through a cave, and there's some fireflies.
Yeah, they're like, wow, this is pretty.
It looks very pretty. It's I will good. Say it looked good.
It was nice. Yep.
Showing the budget.
Again, animation not terrible.
That like, $70 million budget, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to where all most of it went.
Kelsey Grammer's fucking Chardonnay bill. His port wide experience.
The Marshmallow Man and the... His pappy. The Marshmallow Man and the little princess fall in love. The boat crashes and she dies. She shatters.
Fuck. And
so, like, when that
Carlos
happened,
started crying when
yeah,
that
happened.
Yeah. When that happened, I was like, okay, like, she's dead, but obviously she's gonna come back at, like, the end or whatever, and it's not even that long. They do one song where they're like, fuck, she's dead, and then by the end of the song, she's alive.
Yeah.
Marshall just, Mathers puts his
goo?
Yep, his goo on her.
The Marshmallow Man uses his goo on her, and she comes back.
Yeah, and then they go to the Emerald City, and they... Or the Jester's Castle or something. I was barely paying attention by this point. It's a 90-minute movie. Felt like 10 years. They go to his castle and they fight him or something. And he's like torturing the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion and the other guy, the Tin Man. And he loses like the ball that gives him his power.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
He's like attached like... What did that even come from?
It's
was
the,
that from
the
broom?
The broomstick of the Wicked Witch and the ball...
Ball come from? I guess the ball came from the broomstick.
Was that? I guess I don't remember.
Because he broke in to take her broomstick at the beginning of the movie.
But yeah.
So
we should also say this movie is adapted from a book written by Baum's great grandson. It's written
from like the 80s.
Yeah, Dorothy of Oz from 89. Is that this movie is an adaptation of that book, where the Wicked Witch comes back to life and possesses the Joker's mind? Wow. That doesn't happen in this movie. He's her brother
right,
in this.
Yes.
But then, so they're fighting the Jester and whatever. Tug is the name of the Patrick Stewart boat. He rolls in and says, I'm Tank now. And then a bunch of people explode from his mouth.
He opens his mouth like that, you know that shark with the big ass mouth? Imagine that shark.
Yeah.
But wooden.
And evil.
And Patrick Stewart.
And Patrick Stewart.
And then he's chasing around that magic MacGuffin ball that gives him his powers, and they're like throwing candy at him to confuse him or whatever. Everyone gets a little action scene. The lion is like shooting a gun of gum ball or whatever.
They fucking load pellets into the Tin Man's mouth and then use his little spout as a machine gun.
Yeah. And they're spinning the Scarecrow around,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
The Jester like gets caught in a tornado and dies or something. And Glinda comes back and she's like, Dorothy, what the fuck are you doing here? Go back to Kansas. And the little princess comes back to life and they all fall in love or whatever.
Well, the princess was still alive. But she came back to life.
Yeah. Earlier, and Glinda sends Dorothy back to Oz again.
Or back to Kansas.
Back to Kansas, yeah. And then in Kansas, she's like, holy fuck, I have to stop the FEMA guy.
Right.
And
from
she runs
making their death camps
to the
those FEMA death camps that they put all of the Trump supporters in.
That's why we have to defund FEMA.
It's true.
And fund Frazzle Trip.
No.
Universal basic Frazzle Trip for everyone.
Everyone gets one. So then she stops the FEMA guy and they find out he's like a con man or whatever. He had like a bunch of identities and the Jester had like a bunch of outfits.
Right, yeah.
So he was supposed to be like, look, he's like, people who wear more than one outfit are bad.
Society.
Because everyone in Oz only has one outfit. That's
true. You know, speaking of outfits, you know what's interesting about this? No slippers.
No slippers.
Dorothy wears like cowboy boots.
Yeah, she's got big cowboy boots on.
Don't she even mention them.
She sold
$800,000.
Yeah, then she sold them at the top of the app.
Right, right, of course.
Thank you, Carlos, for remembering that.
Of course.
So that's the end of the movie. We are way gonna run way over today, but I don't give a
this
fuck.
This is a meaty app.
There's a lot of good stuff here, guys. So let me just check You want to hit some meters before I talk about money laundering?
Yeah, sure. Let's do the meters.
So
hit some meters before I talk about money laundering.
So first we got to do Osberg. Where are we ranking this bad boy? I'm thinking this is a solid tier 3.
Yeah, like bordering on tier 4 maybe, but I have heard of people talk about this before.
I remember seeing a standee for this in the movie
thing. Right, it has real actors in it. Like, we'll get to it in Osmonds, but I was looking at reviews, and this is, like, a movie that people did watch during their childhood for a certain age group.
Oh, yeah, and remember, we were on Amazon Prime free. It's free on Amazon Prime if you want to take a look. We were watching this movie, and before we started, I was going through other Oz-related things on Amazon Prime, and oh, boy.
There's so much.
There's so much. We're going to be doing this podcast for ever. There's like so much stuff. There's, so much stuff just from 2016.
There's like 5 different kid shows alone.
Yeah. We got to get to D and The Wizard of Oz. Right. We got to have Lauren on for that. Donkey meter. Any donkeys? There's a sawhorse.
That's worth at least something.
I'll give it. How many donkeys were in this? Carlos.
On the spot, how many donkeys?
Probably like a half.
I would give this 0.5 on the donkey meter for the sawhorse.
Yeah, yeah.
Bimetallism meter.
Not a whole lot of metals.
Look, if we count the Tin Man for one point for every bimetallism meter, that feels like such a gimme. Like, I want them to do a little more work.
Yeah.
He's not even the metal. He's neither of the metals in the book.
Right. And he's also barely in it. They do the same thing that all this other Oz stuff does, where they make the highest billed actors the fucking core three from the original movie. But that means because they don't want to pay those people, they can't put them in the whole movie.
Yeah. So most of the movie, they're like kidnapped or whatever. I don't even remember.
They're getting tortured by the Jester.
Yeah. So honestly, I can't think of any metal in this movie. Even like the town collapsing, they were building it with bricks.
Genuinely thinking about that while we were watching it. I was like, this might be our first like zero on bimetallism.
This is definitely a zero on bimetallism. Nothing to talk about here. I do want to read the book this is based on because it is Baum's great grandson, but I don't think he has shit to say about bimetallism. I don't think he even knows who William Jennings Bryan is. Unlike Carlos, and you can talk about that now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's all he has to say, folks. One word.
It speaks for itself.
One word is worth 1,000 pictures. I always say that.
One word is worth 1,000 pictures.
Think about it. Think about how many pictures you could take of one word.
I can take a million pictures, as many as possible.
Infinite pictures.
Of the word, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nausea meter. Honestly?
It started off heavy.
I was like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
But all the animation was pretty good. There were some parts I was like, a little
Some things were a little janky, but overall pretty smooth. Not too bad on, like, camera movement or, like,
I'm
fluidity.
I'm
going to
give it a 1 out of 5. Because it is a gross animated movie.
I was going to go maybe 2, but, it's not high.
Yeah, it's honestly not even really a bad movie. I don't think I disliked it. Like,
it's
I didn't
fine.
Like it, but I didn't dislike
it. Yeah, it... Not very good, but, you're not going to be mad.
Produced almost no emotions in me, which is, I'm like, hey, look.
That's an improvement for most of the stuff.
Yeah. we need a new meter. And a second new meter, because we forgot last week.
Right.
So let's do last week first.
Let's do Return to Oz first.
Return to Oz. We could give it a spooky meter.
How about diarrhea meter? I feel maybe that's too similar to nausea.
No, and that movie didn't give me diarrhea.
But if you're a baby, it would.
And babies are always getting diarrhea. Right. And I'm always getting diarrhea, too.
Dylan is a baby.
They turned me into a baby.
We could do Gnome King meter, how much Gnome King is in the movies.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like there's something in that, like...
Liminality meter?
That's so specific. We're just going to hit zeros on that forever.
Liminal spaces?
I think we can get a disrespect meter going. How much is it disrespectful to the original?
Okay, sure.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's good.
Because we're looking at a lot of legacy stuff.
Yeah.
And I like a disrespect meter.
That's
and good. You know who loves disrespect?
Doctors.
Doctor disrespect, that's true. But I was thinking more of a certain comedian.
Oh, Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield, folks.
I can't get no respect.
I tried to tell my wife, I want to go down to Oz. I want to go down under. And she said, honey... not even if you wanted to, that's how bad I am at it. I can't get no respect.
My dog is ugly. We watched a lot of Rodney Dangerfield, and it was a lot of him talking about how ugly his dog is.
Well, he did Rover Dangerfield. He did a movie where he was a dog.
Right.
Persona.
We'll be watching that movie soon.
That's Oz related.
Disrespect meter for last week. Last week, I'm gonna out of five, I'd say it's three disrespects.
I'll go three, yeah.
Because there's some gump in there. There's some love, but there's just a lot of like fuck this.
Yeah, it's also just like. I'm sure this is different if you like that movie, but for me, I was just like, I'm bored, and Wizard of Oz is like the least boring thing ever.
Yeah. And then we need a new meter for this. So let's rank this on disrespect then. I'd give this like a two because it's like, it is heresy to make this, obviously. Yeah. Like, but.
it is both literally a cash grab because of money laundering, and even if the money wasn't laundered, this would be a cynical cash grab.
Yeah, and like, you know, it is a bad movie for all intents and purposes. And then we need a new meter for this one. Money laundering meter?
That's not bad.
Money laundering, I feel like a lot of the stuff we watch will probably be some sort of money laundering.
Let's put it up there, and I think Carlos nailed it. That's a 5 out of 5 on the money laundering meter.
Doesn't get much
because
folks, for all you money laundering heads, it doesn't get much better than this.
I want to get specifically to just what they did on this movie.
Go ahead, read about it.
So the Carroll brothers began raising money for this movie in 2006. Dating back to 1993, they were sent a cease and desist letter by Oregon because they were selling unregistered securities. So these are like famous
fraudsters, charlatans.
These are fraudsters. On another podcast, the Spacecast podcast, not the Ozcast, I guess, the executive producer confirmed the film would be a musical, and Brian Adams, the musician...
Wait, this is a podcast from, like, 2006?
2013.
Oh, okay.
Confirmed the Beaver Foreman would be played by Brian Adams.
Great.
That is in the middle of the money laundering stuff. I should have skipped over that part. Six U.S. states individually sent them cease and desist letters for fundraising about this because they told investors in this movie, which allegedly also had a budget of $100 million, that this would make, with merchandising and DVD sales, $2 billion. They told investors this would make $2 billion.
Carlos is vigorously shaking his head.
Me when I lie. It grossed like $20 million.
It's the highest grossing movie of all time.
It is actually one, I want to say it was the second lowest theatrically released grossing movie of all time. This article from The Wrap had a correction that said, actually, this wasn't the lowest grossing movie ever made. And I was like, oh, it was wrong. It was alleging that. But I have some revenue rates and expansion plans that they sent out to investors. They sent an animated musical. This movie was going to be called Dorothy of Oz. Then they said, phase two, we're going to do digital content. We're going to do a virtual world. We're going to do games on console and online.
It's nice for games.
We're going to do mobile technology, and then we're also going to do new technologies. They've included some pictures, which are...
We're doing the Oz phone.
Yeah, they're doing a picture, which is a stock photo of some movie stuff, and then the logo, the original logo for this movie, on a computer, a phone, and a TV.
The new technology is watching it on a laptop.
And they said average budget $20 million, average gross $20 million, average gross profit $180 million. We're running away with this, guys. They have a bunch of stuff listed. They have the Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius movie, Aladdin, Toy Story listed. They're like, Toy Story made so much money. Think about how much money we're going to make.
And people didn't even know about toys before Toy Story.
Phase three, licensing and merchandise. We're going to sell toys of this to the ends of the earth. People are going to buy the Wiser the Owl toys.
I have one of those.
Then they said phase four, soundtrack and downloadable music. Napster's big right now.
Soundtrack?
Then phase five, we're going to make a musical out of this.
I genuinely forgot this was a musical.
Me too.
Then
we're gonna make a sequel, The Oz Odyssey. They're gonna call it
Oh!
Then we're gonna make another sequel, The Green Star of Oz. Phase six. Guys, we're going to keep going. An episodic series for cable and satellite TV and home video markets. We're going to go gangbusters. This is going to be the biggest franchise the world has ever seen.
Is there a seventh phase?
No, that was all the phases so far.
Seventh phase, profit.
Profit, baby. They formed something called Emerald City of Oz. That was their LLC. They were just...
You can't make your LLC name Emerald City of
Oz. They were just laundering money from this. It says that they basically defrauded people out of $100 million.
Amazing.
It looks like there's money in the movie, but everything says that they were kind of like getting investors in who were like not legally secured investors,
right?
Which, like, I don't know that much about investing into a $100 million movie, but it seems like you can't do that.
Yeah,
seems like that's illegal. So
or at the very least, probably immoral.
Yeah. Well, no, it seems specifically illegal because they were sent cease and desist letters.
Right, yeah.
They were like, you're doing crimes.
Stop.
All right.
So, yeah, that's the money laundering. Real quick, let's do... Actually, this is not going to be real quick. Let's do some Osmonds, baby.
Ooh!
This is the part of the podcast. We read some reviews of this movie.
Okay.
You can go ahead and read this first one for me.
All right, sure. All right. Should I read the rating first?
Sure.
All right, it's a one half. The King of Money Laundering Scheme animated films, and it actually is a money laundering scheme, holy fuck.
This is a review from a guy with an Xbox controller as his profile picture, so I assume it's a baby. 3 stars. I know I haven't seen this film.
What?
So let's stop there. What?
Hey, look! Then don't review it, brother man.
Happy 9th birthday.
And not the perfect time to make a review of this, but I'll have to take that risk from right now. No, you don't. You haven't seen the movie. No one's making you review it.
Wait, what?
Thing to be doing.
I'm genuinely confused.
Number one, the animation is so weird. Like, it's a...
Oh my god, you watched it or not?
Number two, this film looked like it flopped. Film flopped.
It did look like it.
Well, he's right.
Film flopped. Take it off 2 stars.
I got a great review here. Half star... from 2019, this movie sucks, all caps, but not as much as Kevin. Who's Kevin?
What?
This movie sucks, but not as much as Kevin.
Is there, wait.
No context, that was a whole review.
This guy just has beef with somebody. I think
Kevin. Now that I'm looking at it, I think a lot of my reviews are just children, but this is a 4-star review from Donnie from 3 weeks ago. This movie was very nice and thanks you. Clarius Entertainment for making Legend of Oz, and this was my childhood movie. I did watch it over and over. And Clarius Entertainment must make more movie, and when make a Legends of Oz Part 2, and the pictures was very nice. And my very character was Lion. He was strong, and he was brave. And I like the new characters. And the song was very nice, too, and too toy, too, but I don't have the Legend of Oz toy. But planning to get one. Thanks you for the movie. Goodbye.
All his Osmonds, all his Osmonds are always people who don't speak English. They're like, I am watch movie, I'm Oz guys.
Imagine your childhood nostalgia being a money laundering.
Do you think this was one of the fraudulent brothers that made this? The fact that he's like, I need the toy and I need a sequel.
They gotta bring it back.
Dude, I need 6 phases.
Carlos, you want to read this one for me?
Sure. All right, another half star.
Read when it's from.
January 7th of this year. You know, maybe the songs in Mufasa and Moana 2 weren't half bad.
So, so that guy's stacking this one up right up against the current crop of new movies.
This is a 1-star review from Isabella. This is terrible. Worst hour and minutes of my life. I could have made a stuffed animal in that time.
Dude,
that's pretty fast.
I've made some stuffed animals before, actually.
It's a waste of time. I could have made a stuffed animal.
You can do that while you're watching a movie. It's like, it's a little involved, but you can do it. You know.
So, is it that fast? An hour and a half to make a stuffed
animal?
No,
for Isabella, it is.
Yeah, in about an hour and a half. It doesn't take too long if you have all the stuff. And, like you know how to do it. We should do that sometime. That'd be really fun.
I'm not making a stuffed animal.
You could give it to Phoebe. It'd be nice.
I've already done that. I can't do it twice.
You've made her a stuffed animal and given her to
Yeah, Build-A-Bear.
That doesn't count.
This one,
you can do it. This one's from scratch.
I think I have actually some of them. The materials are in that plastic bag.
I'm not making
up
stuffed
there.
Animals with these guys. I hate them.
Not true.
Fake news. He loves me. 2 stars. 2016 review. As love hate as it is, Eurovision is my life.
What?
And it's starting in 9 minutes, so I'm not going to write too much about Dorothy's Return.
Guy who's watching Dorothy's Return and Eurovision back to back.
Then he says some stuff. It's sad that everyone's attacking a harmless little movie like this. Almost as sad as my inextinguishable love for Eurovision. Go Joe and Jake.
Okay.
So look, this guy's got big things on his mind. He's got no time for Ozzy watching Eurovision. It starts in 9 minutes.
Right, it's the Super Bowl for guys whose favorite restaurant is like called Pizza Disco. This is my last review, I think. This one is for all you Oz freaks. I used to love the Wizard of Oz series, and this movie came out when I was in middle school and I loved it. Looking back on it, I want to know where Jack the Pumpkinhead is. The Sawhorse.
So true. Sawhorse was in it, bro. What do you mean? Were you not watching? Were you blind?
Fake fan.
This guy doesn't know what the Sawhorse looks like.
And Tip, who was actually Ozma in disguise.
Oh, you spoiled the book! The second book for Andre!
I was expecting Mombi, who is related to the Wicked Witch of the West, to be the villain, or at least the movie to follow through Baum's storyline.
It's based on a book! It's based on a book!
Hey, well, that was
I'm getting
foolish.
That was a displeased Oz freak. They were more Oz.
I'm sorry that the Ozma Tip thing got spoiled.
I will almost certainly forget it as soon as we finish recording this.
That was a big twist in there. And if you remember, I'll just talk about it now. Tip's a boy and Ozma's a girl. Another thing about...
Much like Sheik and Zelda.
Honestly, much like Bill and Bellina. Like, it's right. Baum doing being like trans people, I guess. Like, 100 years ago.
I don't think that's what he was doing. I think it was probably just like, it's funny if we put a man in a dress and vice versa. But...
Well, no, it's not a man in a dress. Tip literally is a boy and then he becomes a girl. And he's like, I don't know what to do with the fact that like, I was a girl when I was born. Like, I was like, what is he doing here? Like, what was he cooking? This was 100 years ago.
L. Frank Baum was in the Femboys.
I think he was. I mean, we'll get to it.
What?
We got Femboys in Oz? What's going on? What do you mean, we'll get to that?
We'll get to it.
We'll get to that one.
That's episode 100.
That's when we get to the win.
Episode 69.
Well, actually, you might not have been listening. Episode 100, we're planning to have Elon on as a guest.
Oh, right. Brother.
And we're going to
shoot
him
in the face.
And we're going to do the Garland movie, and he has to pay us $20 million each.
Right.
I'm sure
and then we're going to shoot him in the face.
Right.
You want to read this one and finish off Osmond's for us?
All right. We got a 5 stars from June 8th, 2023. I have 2 tests tomorrow, and for some reason I spent my time watching this dog shit instead of studying. This film is incredible. No, I will not elaborate.
Hey, look. You like what you like.
You give it 5 stars, you call it dog shit. Nice.
I would love to look at that person's 4 favorites, but we're so over. We gotta move on. We gotta get to...
It's a quick banger.
Our next segment, which, if I remember correctly, is a certain segment that really appeals to Oz freaks.
Emphasis on the freaks.
On the freak.
Freaks with a PH.
Light on the Oz and heavy on the freak.
Right.
Y'all, it's time for Smut or What? Get nasty in Oz.
That's the theme song. Get down with your Oz self.
Get down with your Oz self.
So much like when we did the episode for Oz the TV show, because this is such a star-studded cast, I thought I would do something from each of, like, a couple of voice actors' most famous properties.
And me and Carlos are going to work together on this
one. This is the first ever twofer. So our first story is called... Beldar the Conqueror. And this, of course, revolves around Dan Aykroyd and his beloved character of Beldar from the Coneheads.
I gotta lock in.
Dan Aykroyd
gotta pay attention.
For those who don't know, Dan Aykroyd voices Scarecrow in this movie.
God damn it.
A raunchy parody of the SNL sketch and movie Coneheads, this fanfiction follows the Coneheads when instead of needing to beat the Garthok to save the family, Beldar must instead display his lovemaking prowess to the High Master by pleasing a harem of cone-headed women, including both his own wife and the daughter of the High Master. After an orgy that includes the use of both his member and his titular coned head, Beldar satisfies the High Master's demand, but the High Master himself wants in. Beldar and the High Master fraught each other to completion, and the Coneheads return to their suburban home. Carlos, if you're not aware, frotting is when you take two men take their penises and they stack them atop each other, much like when you eat two pieces of pizza at once and then they rub.
Okay.
What's next?
This next one is called The Frosted Embrace of a Halloween Night. And this, of course...
I can't keep doing
this. Lock in, man, listen.
This, of course, revolves around Martin Short as Jack Frost in Santa Claus 3.
That's, I love that one.
Told from the perspective of the reader known as the Queen of Shadows in her lurid love affair with Jack Frost from Santa Claus 3. While initially, you are there to keep an eye on Jack Frost, the mischievous little munchkin he is, you are beguiled by his wit and charms. As ice meets heat, you combine to form a union of flesh and moisture. And, you know, sex and stuff. The last one is a doozy, and it's real long, so lock in. This is a long episode. This might be the longest fan fiction we've ever done.
Nice.
Frasier and Niles alone at the cabin.
Oh, no. Why is this going to be so long?
A play off the season 5 episode The Ski Lodge, the two-part fanfiction sees the Crane brothers plan a romantic getaway to their cabin Chateau Crane with their latest love interests of the week. While waiting for their girlfriends to arrive, the Crane brothers indulge in a few glasses of sherry, hilariously poured into champagne flutes because Niles forgot their sherry glasses.
Niles. He would.
Foolish.
The two brothers, both under the influence of sherry, begin to see each other in a new, strange, sexual light. As the two await for their girlfriends, they begin to disrobe for a dip in the chateau's hot tub. Frasier becomes half hard at the sight of Niles in a slightly see-through pair of black silk boxers.
I need to interrupt. I just got a text from my Uncle Sean that I want to read to everybody. You can't write the story of Shemp without this chapter.
It's true.
It's true. I don't know what the chapter is. I'll have to look at it. But it's good to know we got other Shemp heads out there. I might have to tell them about Ozcat.
Spread the word.
Right, let's rewind a little bit. So as the two await for their girlfriends to begin to disrobe for a dip in the chateau's hot tub, Frasier becomes half hard at the sight of Niles and a slightly see-through pair of black silk boxers.
Wearing black silk boxers.
Niles sees Frasier's triumphant tower.
Oh, man.
And begins to salivate. After a phone call tells the brothers that their companions have been caught in a car accident and won't be able to make it for the romantic weekend, the built-up sexual tension bursts between Frasier and Niles Crane.
Oh, they're going to burst on it.
The two take their glasses of sherry and toast to sex.
Oh, man.
Before Niles grasps Frasier's penis. Transitioning to the kitchen, Frasier grasps a bottle of vegetable oil to use as lube.
What?
For an hour-long lovemaking session, the two come... And Niles asks his older brother, "Was my pussy good?"
Ain't no way.
So
man.
That is the three.
Okay.
Those are the fan fictions for this week.
I hope the audience loved that one. Okay, Carlos, what are you thinking straight off the bat? I want to hear your thoughts.
Now here the blues are calling. Which one's toss fake, salads right? And fucking my brother.
So yeah, Andre came up with one of them. Two of them are real, and Andre wrote one of them. Unless he's tricking me, like and he wrote all
I
of them.
I think the Frasier one is. The fake one.
See, here's the thing. I've dabbled in fan fiction.
Frasier?
I have dabbled in Frasier a little bit, but I've dabbled in fan fiction. There's some real tenements to fan fiction, and the girl Lone at a Cabin's a big one. The fact that it's referencing a specific episode, and our girlfriends are in a car crash, oh. That one, I'm like, that hits all the classics of a real good fanfic.
You thought the same thing last week, though.
I did think the same thing last week. However, remind me what the second one was again. It was what?
The Frosted Embrace of a Halloween Night. You fucked the Frosted Martin Embrace Short from Santa Claus.
It was written in your name POV, format, probably yeah, your yeah, POV yeah. format. Another classic fanfiction thing. And you know what? Martin Short's sexy, I'll say it. And
he's short.
And Santa Claus 3 is one of those movies that came out right around the time when we were in the age of, like...
You think a lot of people were horny?
I think a lot of people were, like, little kids and, like, that man's hot, I don't know what to do with this. Kind of like when I would watch Men in Black 2 and I was like, this is... Something's wrong. Something's wrong in my brain.
And you saw Will Smith?
No, I saw the sexy alien lady from Men in Black 2.
I'm not a Men in Black guy. I haven't watched it.
It was an important movie for me as a kid because of that sexy alien lady.
Mine was Jessica Rabbit.
And classic
then,
one.
Yeah. And then my first real person was the nanny from The Nanny.
Dude, hey, look. If you look like the nanny from the show The Nanny, comment on the episode. I'm here. you know what I think? I think Coneheads, people who got horny at Coneheads, I think it's a little before their time. I don't think they were of the age to be writing fanfic on the internet. I think Santa Claus 3 is exactly that age. I don't think people are writing fanfic about Coneheads. There's probably porn if you look it up. But that's probably edited pictures of, like, the women, like, women with cone heads naked. I don't think there's a dedicated fanfic. So I think it's cone heads. But Carlos, what do you think?
I feel like we'll go with yours. I feel like you have a better... You know the story beats of fanfiction. So even though you might have been wrong last week, I'll go with you.
And there's... I know there's Frasier fanfic. Yeah. There's Frasier freaks. But would there be Conehead fan? And Andre loves Coneheads. I know Andre loves... You love the fact that Coneheads exist.
I love Coneheads.
Andre
is a Conehead.
We've made Conehead jokes recently.
I've watched it. I watched it as a kid a lot.
I was thinking somebody else, because I just saw an ad for Coneheads the other day.
I did not make
it. It was in the magazine when I was flipping through magazines.
Andre had all kinds of Coneheads memorabilia. And I remember that.
You know, I came out with a Conehead. That's not a joke. My dad was like, you came out with a Conehead.
Wait, what do you mean?
They had to push it down.
It's a little Conehead. They shaped it.
I can see it.
Wait, that happens?
Kids are squished when they come out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Eating pennies, being a Conehead.
I don't know what it is. And if I lose, I have to hear...
One of the worst fan fictions I've ever read. I found a fan fiction because I was going to do ones related to this movie. So I looked at the tag for this movie, and there's not a whole lot. But there was one that was a fan fiction between this movie and Overwatch and Team Fortress 2.
Oh, man, just...
But then I read it, and there was no Oz stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm not doing this. It was just Team Fortress 2 and Overwatch, but it's very bad.
I think we have to go Coneheads. He would have loved to write that Frasier one, but he would have also loved to read a Frasier fanfic. So I don't think it's... I think it has to be Coneheads.
All right, we'll go with Coneheads.
Fuck!
Yes! I'm impeccable at this game!
Dylan and Carlos have... You're not... Your record.
I have a flawless record.
Your record's 500.
I'm at 100%.
Dylan and Carlos have won Smutter What For. Dylan's record is now 2-2, and Carlos's all-time record is 1-0.
100% win rate. I never lost. Never lost.
That's why we call him Carlos the Great and Powerful. Okay, we did our new segment early this week, so you know what that means. Original time. Are you ready to crack open a little bit of the wonderful wisdom of Oz?
Ooh! Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some audio stings.
Oh, what are these?
Fortune cookies, baby.
Whoa. Take one, brother.
Welcome to the pod.
I've never seen one of these before. Looks like a cone deck.
Make sure you get it in the mic.
Yeah, get that crackle. We need to get some audio stings for fortune cookie and for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you just read your fortune.
We'll start with you, Carlos.
You try and relate it to the thing we just watched.
All right.
Well, these fortune cookies are good. Oh,
you'll be the captain of your own ship.
What? We don't even got to try for
you
now.
You say
it's
anything.
So good.
I mean, just bring up Patrick Stewart and his haunting mouth.
His haunting mouth salivating at Frasier's member.
I didn't say all that, but half-choked Frasier.
When I read the line, his triumphant tower in that fan fiction.
And it's good because they're from Seattle.
Yeah.
Your resilience in the face of adversity will lead to unexpected opportunities. Like, let's say a tornado hits your town, and then you are like, I'm not giving up my home.
Right, you get to unveil a shuckster.
A huckster.
Huckster. A shuckster is a guy who loves oysters.
Or corn.
Or corn.
Or chucksters are from Mario.
Or they're what are Charlie Setta. Chuckster Dog, I think, was Charlie Setta's old email. If you want to email Charlie Setta.
Well, he's in jail right now. So.
Right, for public urination.
Free Charlie. So it's backwards.
Our friend Charlie was publicly urinating and he's in jail.
Yeah, for life. For life. They can.
He was publicly urinating in Dubai.
Yeah.
Even that chocolate.
You don't want to be in Saudi Arabia.
What's up with Dubai chocolate?
I don't know. I think I haven't had it. It looks okay, I guess.
Oh, I saw a picture that looked like diarrhea. Let me show you guys.
Well, Dylan's Googling the diarrhea chocolate. I'll do my fortune. You will have many friends when you need them. That's not a fortune. That's just like a sentence.
And, look at that. What's happening there?
That is poop.
Why is poop coming out of the chocolate? Wait, that's
shit from above.
That's poop.
Also, I want to say something real quick to Apple, the company.
I'm sure they're listening.
When I type search in photos, it can literally find in the background of one photo the word bread. But if I go to Finder on my computer and I type in, like, portfolio, and the thing I'm looking for is titled Portfolio 2024, it can't find it. Why not? What's going on there? What are you doing?
Are you listening, Apple?
Are you we know you are.
Tim Apple, get on the horn with me. Figure this out, please.
Get on that horn. That
do it or else I'm going to read Overwatch fan fiction to you.
I know where you live. Apple headquarters.
I just don't even know what was going on in that one. They were like, it's high noon. They were doing it.
high noon?
It was about the villain from the Team Fortress 2 Halloween event.
It's like a crossover?
Yeah, yeah. The villain from the Team Fortress 2 Halloween event going to a pool party and McCree is there, or whatever McCree's name is now after the unpleasantness. Cassidy. Yeah. Cassidy's there. And he's like, it's high noon. And then the villain is like, and then I drank his cum.
Oh. Nice.
Well. Well. Did you read, your thing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just like a statement.
We can wrap up. We can go to Wickedly Talented.
Yeah, it's time for our final segment of the show. Wickedly Talented.
Wickedly talented
performance. Let's get one with Carlos in.
Wickedly talented performance.
That was pretty good. We had, like, different harmonies.
Maybe we should save that one and make it the voice, the audio thing.
I might. That's a good idea. I can go first. Okay. My wickedly talented performance, honestly, it's only been a couple days since our last episode. Yeah. So I've watched a movie every day. And yet I still feel like I have not a lot to choose from. I think I gotta give it to. You have one?
Yes, I do have one.
Go for it.
Why did you volunteer to start?
I don't know. To give you guys a little longer. I thought I could think on my feet.
Wait, okay. What am I doing also?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the segment is.
We could cut out the part where we explain it. But Basically, you're gonna say like your favorite performance from something you watched.
It can be.
Oh, this is like.
Yeah,
okay.
Something recent that you watched. It can be something villainous. It doesn't have to be. Something kind of wicked or villainous is kind of the vibe we like to go for. It doesn't have to be, though. Yeah. If you just had a great performance, it can supersede the villainous part.
My wickedly talented performance of the week is going to go to Kyle MacLachlan in the pilot of Twin Peaks. I'm rewatching Twin Peaks right now. The pilot is basically a standalone movie, so I'm counting it. Maybe not wicked. He's a force for good. Or is he? You'll have to watch the show to find out. But he's so good. And he loves pie and coffee. And you know me, I'm a pie boy.
I think we might have a special guest coming on.
Is it Pie
Dirt? I think it is.
Holy crap.
Pie Dirt?
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Whoa!
We're live!
We're right at the end of the show. We've just started.
Second ever guest, Brandon.
Whoa. Second guest, Brandon.
This is a historic
Brandon
episode.
Brandon on the pod. Brandon, it's great to see you.
Great to be here.
We
I can't believe this is real, man.
We've just begun the segment, Wickedly Talented Performance.
My favorite segment.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, you said Willem Dafoe was your wickedly
talented.
The first listener guest?
Carlos doesn't listen. He produces, so he doesn't have to listen. That's part of it.
Carlos, what's your wickedly talented performance of the week?
All right. I just saw Mickey 17 with you guys outside of Brandon. I'm going to go with Toni Collette.
Oh, very good one.
She was wicked. She was very wicked in that one. Her facial expressions, as always, are just kind of insane. And I did hate her, so she did a great job at that.
Great pick. Great pick. Brandon, you watch anything?
No.
Fair enough. You watched anything recently?
Recently,
that you might have a performance like you know the rules of the game, you know, but the rules. It doesn't necessarily have to be wicked.
Unfortunately, no. I'm not. I've been out of the game for a bit.
Fair enough. Brandon's pick is that Cheeto in the White House.
Hey,
whoa now, hey now. I don't know about that one.
Right, Brandon's pick is Hillary Clinton in Frazzle Drip.
Yes. That's Brandon's pick, and that means I have to leave in every Frazzle Drip mention in the whole episode. Yes.
why wouldn't you do that?
Dylan's trying to hide the truth.
I might give it to... I just watched The Big Lebowski, and it's so good, and I have... But nobody's, like, really villainous in that, but everyone's doing... So, you know what? I'll give it to Flea in The Big Lebowski. How about that?
I would argue John Goodman's characters... Yeah, you could do John Goodman's character if you wanted.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to force it.
You know what? I'm doing Anya Taylor-Joy from The Gorge. Sorry, Lebowski. I'm doing Anya Taylor-Joy from The Gorge.
Lebowski,
you know
heads
what?
Are...
Lebowski heads are fuming.
It's worse than every performance in The Big Lebowski.
This episode's fucking 90 minutes long.
This is a banger.
It's a tight 9. It's almost as long as the movie.
Is a banger.
But that is what I would give. She's
not coming out for 2 weeks.
She's really
all right,
pretty.
Wrap it up. We got to get out of here. She's really pretty? That's what you landed on?
No, but she does like a couple of really interesting body movements in it. Like, there's a lot of, like, they're across the gorge, so they have to, like, physically...
For our listeners, Andre's jorking the penis.
No, so she has to, like, physically communicate across the gorge, and there's just, like, a lot of, like, head shakes and stuff, and I was like, she's just, like, a great performer, great actress.
And she's pretty.
She's very pretty.
And she's single, not like...
Please end it. I don't know. I gotta learn how to end the podcast.
That's Dylan.
I'm the only one who ends the podcast. That's my role.
Why are you Trump now? This guy's a cheetah.
We're banking some cheetos for that.
That's the end of Wickedly Talented. We can do our thank yous now. First, I want to say thank you to Carlos for joining us.
Of course, thank you to Carlos.
Thank you
to Brandon.
Thank you to Brandon, special guest. Do you have anything to say? Anything to plug, guys?
I just want to say I'm a big fan of the pod.
Keep listening.
This feels just so surreal to be talking on it, and couldn't be more honored to be here.
Oh, yeah.
You got anything to plug, Carlos? Anybody to thank?
Got to thank Ozcast, and I'm plugging Ozcast. Keep listening.
Keep listening. It's a good one.
Thank you, Lorne.
Thank you, Lorne, for letting us do this, giving me a day off from eating all the poop at SNL that Dan Aykroyd makes. Thank you to Andrew Dice Clay for teaching me what comedy was at a very young age.
I just farted so bad.
I thought that was a phone vibrating.
It was my phone vibrated the same time.
I farted so gross. I can feel it.
do you not feel your farts?
I'm sitting on a yoga ball right now, and it like reverberated back into me.
Ew!
Felt the ripple.
As always, thank you to L. Frank Baum himself. Thank
Frankie.
You to the man, the myth, the legend. Sorry your great-grandson did that thing. Peace out. It's Ozcast, people. You're not supposed to get it.
That's the thing.